There was a small faith community in a tiny town in western Minnesota. And one day some missionaries came, and they suggested that this small group of believers join them. "Well," the pastor said, "how do we know that you are the real deal and that you are authentic?" So he said, "I tell you what, let's look at this." He said to them, "I have some poison here. I propose you drink it, and if you are authentic, you will have trust and faith in God that you will not die. If that be the case, we will all follow you." The missionaries realized that they had a problem, so they consulted for a bit, and then they said to the pastor, "How about this? You drink the poison, and if you die, we'll raise you from the dead." In today's gospel, we have the Sadducees questioning Jesus about what happens at the resurrection and after one dies. We know from our reading of the gospel that during Jesus' time, the Sadducees and Pharisees were the two major sects in Jerusalem. The Pharisees tended to identify with the people that weren't so wealthy, the common folk, while the Sadducees identified more with the wealthy. The Sadducees did not accept resurrection as they focused squarely on Mosaic law, the first five books of the Bible. They believed that a man lived on only through his descendants. The question they posed to Jesus is meant to illustrate how ridiculous the concept of resurrection is. They intended to ridicule the entire idea of life after death. Their intent also was to undermine Jesus and his message. Jesus' response was to tell them God is not of the dead, but of the living. Jesus proposes that the meaning of life comes from God's own self-gift and that we find fulfillment in relationships of love like the angels, rather than on anything that society recognizes as achievement. All people have an intrinsic value and should never be treated as means to someone else's goals. And so what do we believe about resurrection and what happens when we die? Is our life different because of this promise? Is something out there in our future? As we think of these questions, I would caution that we do not dwell too much or focus too much on this afterlife. If we become too focused on it, we may fail to experience this life to the fullest. If we think only heaven matters, this life is just to be endured some sort of testing ground for what is ahead of us, we will fail to realize that life is precious and full of beauty and possibilities. Our God is not a God of the dead, Jesus says in the gospel, but of the living, for to him all are alive. So when does life with God begin? After we die? No, it has already begun. At our birth and through baptism, life with God began. And I suppose, in a certain sense, our life in heaven has already begun. If we think life is really no big deal, that is not beautiful and meaningful, we can be sure that is exactly what we will experience. However, if we can see its beauty and possibilities, heaven will no longer be something we are going to experience. It will be something we have each and every day. Faith in resurrection calls us to live this life to the fullest. And so this Sunday we reflect on resurrection and heaven. We are called to live this life as a heaven on earth with the hope of a different type of heaven after our earthly life is completed and we move on to something different. One day, as a woman was thinking about all of this, she had this thought. If I live my life as if there was a heaven, and there is not, I have lost nothing. If I live my life as if there were no heaven, and there is, I have lost everything.